I am 19 and have just returned to my parents' house from learning in a seminary. I am now aware that my parents do not keep all the laws of kashrus properly, e.g., they use the same cloth for meat and milk work surfaces, one microwave, fruit and vegetable not checked properly, not tovel dishes and cutlery, same knife for vegetable, whether meat or milk meal. What should I do? Can I eat anything in our home and all my mother's food? They will be offended if I say something because they think their level of kashrus is fine. Anonymous from Manchester, England. Okay, I really can't answer this question because many of the things you mentioned, some of them are perfectly fine b'dieved. They pose no problem to actually eating the food, even though perhaps they are not the best way to conduct oneself in the kitchen. For instance, using the same cloth for meat and milk work surfaces, one microwave, if possible, can be used for both milchiks and fleishiks if used properly. Fruits and vegetables not checked properly, I don't know what that means. Sometimes if they aren't checked, they're still okay. Depends on what fruit and what vegetables they are. The fact that the dishes aren't toveled and the cutlery hasn't been toveled doesn't make the food non-kosher, even though under certain circumstances one should not use those utensils. There are opinions, though, that since they're not your utensils, you're not the one who's required to tofel them, that you're allowed to eat off of them since it's your parents' mitzvah, and it doesn't render the food not kosher. Using the same knife, it depends what it's used on. And therefore, what you must do is go to a Rav and explain to him every specific situation, exactly what's done and what's not done, and he will guide you into what things that are not a problem to eat and which things are problematic and how to deal with it so you both don't offend your parents and don't do something that is wrong.